call the answer line, where you're the head honcho, the big cheese, top dog, big man, mighty boss, and you can tell us exactly where to go.
Hello, this is Jonathan Marks for PCJ Online. Just about to push the button on another program from the Media Network Vintage Radio Archives.
Radio Netherlands presents The Inside Story. Behind the scenes at Dutch Radio. Part 2, the 60s and 70s.
Last week, we introduced the older domestic broadcasting organisations in the Netherlands. The AVRO, which from its title produces general programmes with, they say, no political or religious bias. The VARA, which takes a definite socialist viewpoint. NCRV, which presents life the way Protestants think about it. And then there's the Catholic radio, KRO, which perhaps surprisingly for the foreigner, gets along extremely well with its Protestant colleagues. But there's another from the old established network, but it stands out from the rest in its style of programming. Jan Haasbroek is the head of VPRO's radio output, so I asked him if they also consider themselves one of the older radio societies.
Yes, it is. It was founded in 1926. We were founded as a liberal Protestant radio organization, but in 1968... we stopped being liberal Protestant and we changed in a radical organization, more or less anarchist, liberal anarchist. We want to be unbiased and we want to be independent, and that's why we have no connections with left-wing parties or socialist parties or parties like that. But most of our members belong to progressive parties in the Netherlands, pacifists, communists, socialists. But we have no formal connections with those parties.
What sort of people do you try to aim for? Do you have a particular type of audience in mind?
Yes, most of them are young, most of them are well-educated, most of them are progressive mentally. We try to give support to minorities, so we make programs for homosexuals, we make programs for people from Suriname. Another aim is that we want to give attention to the cultural avant-garde.
Does that mean you have a different sort of top 40 to everybody else's top 40?
Yes, we bring a very new wave, a very radical group, skinheads, a new wave. But it's all brand new and it's non-commercial.
By the way, that is Hilversum 3, the VPRO, in afwachting van Spleen.
Now, if you have a pair of headphones, you better get them out and get them cranked up. Because they're really going to help you on this one.
Spleen, live in Rotterdam, in Parkzicht, schuin onder de Euromast.
The VPRO tends to break all traditional rules of broadcasting. They were the first to put a nude woman on television in the world. And on radio, they used to hire a crane, park it in the middle of a town near apartments, put an announcer in the crane who would proceed to tap on bedroom windows late at night and record the reaction. They've also recently done some exposé documentaries by taking several thousand guilders into different Dutch banks, explaining that it is illegally earned profit, and inquiring if they can open a numbered bank account. All of this was taped, of course, and later exposed a scandal.
We have always been a very small station, and we have always wanted to be so, but we don't know why, but our controversial programming seems to attract many people. So now we had a C status, what is called C status, and we will be a B organization in 1984. Now we have 12 hours airtime on radio, and we will have 36 hours on radio, and now we have on television 2.5 hours a week airtime, and we will have 5.5 hours.
The VPRO is also one of the few broadcasting organisations here that believes a new broadcasting system for the Netherlands, now under discussion in the Dutch Parliament, should get more of the individual organisations working together.
Some programmes, like the popular programme, the classical music programme, the news programming that will be done in future, not by the individual organizations, but by cooperation of those organizations.
How can you put, say, people who represent the views of the KRO and the NCRV around the same table as people who represent, say, the VARA, or even your viewpoint?
Yes, it's possible, but pop music is pop music. There's no Catholic or socialist pop music. That's nonsense. We don't have a government station. We don't have a general station. But if we make a news program, people will work on it from the different backgrounds. So it will not be neutral or it will not be general, but it will be the sum of all those different backgrounds.
Won't those programmes be very long then, with each of the organisations having their own say?
Oh, it's the way you organise it. They don't want to cooperate, but VPRO always has said, try to do it together. People working here always dream of their own transmitter, and but I think you can't go back in the time. I think you can't have 9 or 10 or 11 different transmitters for national programming. I think it's absurd.
Back to history. For this gang of 5 broadcasting societies continued uninterrupted for 40 years, with the exception of the war years. Then developments happened at sea. In October 1962, a group called RTN published a letter in the press asking for prospective shareholders in a new commercial radio and TV station, soon to be broadcasting, they said, from the North Sea. The following year, a Dutch firm started construction of a platform resembling an oil rig at Cork in Ireland. They were dreaming of what eventually became Radio Noordzee, a name born long before a pirate ship took the name and added the word international, almost a decade later.
Dit is Radio Noordzee op 214 meter.
Stirring stuff from what was called Rem Island. Frans van der Elst, director of Tros Radio, takes up the story.
It came over the North Sea through the coast of Noordwijk. You can see it now if you are standing on the beach in Noordwijk. You can see it. And that happened in October 1963. The NV Reclame Exploitatie Maatschappij, Rem, the Advertisement Exploitation Company Limited, announced on radio and television the start of commercial programs via radio and television from a platform resembling to an oil rig. And that was the start of REM.
Right, and for a time you broadcast commercial television and then later radio programs from this island.
That's right, till 1964, when the functionaries of the state police and the postal and telegraph service, with assistance of some helicopters and a naval vessel, occupied the REM island and attached the transmitting installations.
That period for Tros was over. You came ashore, and then what happened?
No, I think it wasn't over. However, Tros survived. That was the big thing. Even more, Tros proved to be able to increase the number of members and came ashore. The founders of REM started the Tros. And on the 10th of May 1966, Tros became, from the Minister of Culture, Recreation and Social Work, a message that Tros was awarded per week to transmit 3 hours broadcasting time on radio and 1 hour on television. And now we have 65 hours broadcasting time on radio and 9 hours on television.
Now, the initial idea of REM Island was to make commercial radio and television programs.
That's right.
Has that changed now? Does Tros still want to do that? Because you're now a non-commercial, a non-profit-making organisation to exist within the present broadcasting structure.
We were not really pirates at that day because there was no bill. So we had not the need to go on with making commercial programmes.
But do you dream of commercial radio and television?
I think it will be a good thing for the Netherlands when they're is more commercial between the programs, not in the program, but between the programs on the air.
In practice, there's a very fine dividing line between programs from the TROS and the much older AVRO organisation. The societies won't combine, though, or each would lose half their airtime under the curious Dutch broadcasting law. But on radio, TROS goes for a popular sound, especially on the pop channel.
Radio.
Is de Europarade. Waar zijn we dan met de 15 giganten van Europa op weg naar het nieuwe nummer 1? Dat is niet zo'n gloedje nieuwe nummer 1, want het is een plaat die al eerder op een eerste plaats stond. Dat kan ik je verklappen alvast. Voorlopig toe aan nummer 15 en die komt van 21. Het is Audrey Landris en Manuel Goodbye.
Do you think that this whole system is going to change? From an outsider's, a foreigner's viewpoint, this whole system seems to be incredibly inefficient in the sense, although it's democratic, you do have all these separate stations, each with their own management, their own administration, very much competing with each other. Do you think it can last?
There had to be some changes. I think we have to do more to broadcast more with less money. And I think we have to do more business with the industry and try to decentralize.
In other words, tying up with a firm, for example, producing books about a series, producing records?
No, I don't mean that. I think when we want to make a television program, maybe it is possible to do it cheaper in a little studio as a big studio in Hilversum.
TROS isn't the only station to start from the North Sea. Later in the 70s, Radio Veronica broadcast commercial pop music programmes from a ship off the Dutch coast.
Veronica, it's for me, it's for you.
In the mid-70s, that organisation came ashore, and because it had received the required number of supporters, it could apply for a sea broadcasting licence on the legal domestic system. Lex Harding is the programme director of Veronica Radio, and I asked him what's left of the old pirate ship.
Nothing is left of what was. We used to be a pirate ship, and now we are a legal broadcasting organisation, as we call them in Holland, and nothing is the same. We used to be a radio station. Now we have radio time on several transmitters in Holland, and we do have some television time, one evening in a week.
You say nothing is left over. What about some of the personnel?
I think four or five people who used to work with Veronica are still with Veronica, and those people are Rob Out, of course, who's our managing director. It's Hans Mond, one of the former DJs, Tineke, who is now a television director. We also have people from the other pirate ships, Radio North Sea International. Leo van der Goot was a DJ, and he is also a television director now.
Do they regard this then as a sort of dream come true, what they wanted, what they were striving for?
Nobody has really wanted what we are doing now. All the people who were involved with the old ship, they want to go back tomorrow. Not to a ship, but to a kind of organization, a real radio station, where you can work together to have a good output. We have to use NOS studios. We're not allowed to go anywhere else for radio.
Is there any particular type of pop music? If you asked the pirate radio stations about 5 or 6 years ago why they were on the air, their argument was that Hilversum 3 wasn't playing international pop music. Now, if you ask them, they say that, well, Hilversum 3 isn't playing Dutch music. So, yeah. Is there a balance?
That's of course, the big question. What is pop music? Pirates in the eastern and northern part of Holland, they play mostly Dutch music, Dutch language. And the pirates in the big cities, they play mostly disco music. Of course, there are very different types of what is popular. You've got the progressive sort, you've got the disco, which is very big in Holland at the moment. You've got the Dutch language music. Now it's MOR radio that's coming up very, very big. And we are very successful on Wednesday. We have a whole day on Hilversum 1. On that particular Wednesday, it's bigger than Hilversum 3.
Zondagmiddag op de 538 meter.
Going back in time on the sounds of the nation, it's the flashback.
Hello.
Those were the old pirate ship jingles, of course. Here's one of the new ones.
We are appealing to a young public, and they like pop music, so Hilversum 3 is very important to us.
Well, what about news, though? Because young people in surveys, for example, done in the United States or in the UK, aren't all that interested in news. How do you manage to cater for that sort of public?
Of course, news has a smaller appeal than music, but that's due to the fact that news radio in Holland is not so very well organized. We have a transmitter for information, but the interpretation of news, how to bring that to the people, is different for all the broadcasting organizations. So Hilversum 2, as that transmitter is called, is quite a mess. The only organization who bring the news in a structured way, that's Veronica. We have news radio.
Het nieuws sneller dan uw avondblad. Dit is Veronica Nieuwsradio. Veronica.
Goedemiddag, hier zijn Ilona Visser en Gert Berg.
En dit zijn de hoofdpunten van ons half uur tot half zes, ook te beluisteren op FM vanaf dit tijdstip.
It's neutral and it's very fast. It's not long, it's not boring.
Well, other broadcasters would argue with Veronica's claims, of course. Well, the score is 7 broadcasting organisations so far. There's one more which started as a splinter group. Paul Holler of NCRV, Protestant Radio, now explains.
Evangelische Omroep is a split-away group from NCRV. It split away about 10 years ago. And you could say, although they would not agree, that they are an evangelical-inspired organization with a more or less fundamentalist outlook. And NCRV tries to provide a platform on which all Protestant and even non-Protestant Christian groups could say what they want to say, and we're not labelling people.
So does Evangelical Radio and Television, EO, agree with that? Frans Tevelde is its spokesman.
Indeed, in the 60s there was a group of people who was not satisfied with the programming of NCRV as far as evangelical information, education and also preaching is concerned. And so they asked NCRV, please do more in the field of gospel preaching, contemporary preaching especially, because it was the middle of the 60s and it was a time of revolution all over Europe and all over Holland and within the churches. Modern theology came in the churches. But they didn't want to change their policy. And then a group stood up, which already tried in the 50s to establish an own evangelical radio station in the Netherlands, but that was not possible. And so when the system came open, there came a new broadcasting act in Holland, then we started in 1970.
Now, you started as a very small organisation with some 15,000 members, I understand, but you've certainly grown since then.
That's right, and we needed 15,000, which was quite a number to convince 15,000 people in Holland that these are new possibilities. Now we have grown in 15 years up to 350,000.
There's also cooperation on an international scale with religious groups such as Trans World Radio.
This is Trans World Radio broadcasting from the sunshiny island of Bonaire.
They are our very good friends, so to say. And Transport Radio, then HEJB in South America and Quito, FIBA or FEBC. And we try to cooperate as much as we can and set up international programs together. People raise money in Holland. We raise the money among the Christians for shortwave broadcasting to the mainland of China. And now we have every day 2 children's programs, young people programs, to the mainland of China from the island Guam in the ocean. So we are reaching all over China people which are otherwise not reached.
Dutch society is well known for being tolerant, but some people in the press have compared the EO to the moral majority in the United States who want to return to older values. A minor row developed when the EO announced it would not sign a non-discrimination clause with broadcasting unions, for it has its own views on homosexuals.
As far as ethical standpoints are concerned, we are basing ourselves on the eternal laws of God, on the Bible. And because God is the creator of man, we believe that he also gave his directions for man to survive on this planet. So there's no place for homosexual behavior. And that's what we say. And we are criticized on that and on many other things. We don't agree with abortion, for instance, and that kind of things. Mm-hmm. So what we have done is we took up the glove and we started a series of 10 programs against the widespread belief of evolution theory that matter is responsible for everything we see, and the just that matter is the creating power of yourself here and of me. And we don't believe that.
Roll out in the morning, we'll let you know the way. Stand up for what you say, don't you back away. Roll out in the morning, we'll let you know the way.
Ik wens je een bijzonder goede morgen toe. Dit is weer de EO tot half elf. Het is vandaag 1 juli en voor velen waarschijnlijk...
Part of the Evangelical Radio on a Friday morning. And that brings us to the umbrella organisation NOS, Nederlandse Omroepstichting, which controls the studios and provides technical personnel. But what's this then?
NOS Radio Tour de France op Hilversum 1 met Koos Postema.
Programs as well. Ben Janssen is the head of NOS Radio Spoken Word Department. What do they do?
We are also a broadcasting organisation ourselves, broadcasting mainly those programs that are cheaper to be produced on a central point. Secondly, you have the large groups of immigrants, people from other countries that need programs in their own languages but still don't have the number of people to have their own broadcasting organizations. And thirdly, we are trying to stage a meeting point for all various sorts of groups. If you have a socialist broadcasting system, it'll deal with the socialists. We are trying to make socialists meet liberals or whatever, the extras of broadcasting.
You call yourself the Netherlands Broadcasting Corporation in the English translation. Why didn't you become the equivalent of the British Broadcasting Corporation and do all these public service features?
Well, it's a kind of political decision. I'm sure there are many program makers in this country that would like to work in a situation like that. But before the Second World War, there was a tendency towards polarization. This whole society was divided up in Catholic organizations, Protestants and liberals, or how should I call them. After the war, there was a strong intention to start with the Dutch Broadcasting Corporation, but then still the old habits proved to be stronger, and we went back to the separate public broadcasting system. At this moment, I don't think you will find political support for the idea of a national umbrella in broadcasting.
NOS Radio Hilversum 2.
Dit is het programma voor de Joegoslaven in Nederland.
So it's not surprising to find Dutch radio on 747 kHz broadcasting in Serbo-Croat on a Sunday afternoon. About half the country can also receive regional radio stations. A transmitter in one of the provinces will opt out of national programming for part of the day, like this in Amsterdam.
FM 94,3 Stad Radio Amsterdam.
Dag allemaal, welkom terug bij Stadruim 2.
Or like this in the Eastern Province.
Radio Oost.
Een hele goede morgen allemaal. De komende 2 uur...
That's Radio East. So, how many are there?
I think up to 6 now in several parts of the country. There are regional radio stations... NOS operations, but there is a tendency now to bring it to the provincial authorities.
Ben Janssen of the NOS. And that's where we leave the Dutch domestic radio system for now. Next week we look at the news, the commercials in a non-commercial radio system, and some strange curiosities. That's in part 3 of the Inside Story.
The
The Inside Story was researched and produced by Jonathan Mott. Additional recordings were by Erhard Cordain.
And that's where we end this nostalgic trip back into the Media Network audio archives from 1981 to October 2000. If you find all this stuff interesting, you might want to explore the Critical Distance website, where you can find more vintage audio shows, but also peruse recent video interviews I've made in the course of my travels around the world. Some of the videos actually follow up on points raised in the Media Network programme. So zip over to www.jonathanmarks.com for more details. In the meantime, this is Jonathan Marks saying back soon. Bye for now.
You can hear PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news, talk, and entertainment mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher from the App Store. Then, during registration, hit the promo code box and enter PCJ to get automatically entered to win $100. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on the Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.